Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs. On 95.7, The Game.
Yeah, Warriors are playing again today. Willard and Dibs, glad you're with us. I don't even want to waste any time. This bothered me. This bugged me.
Whoa.
Do we have the Clay thing from last night? Is it on here?
I can play it if you want.
It bugged you?
It bugged me.
Jeez, yeah. I'd like to hear the sound, and then I'd like to hear why. You don't get bugged very easily.
Well,
I've been trying to bug you for a long time.
No, you do. I hide it.
Okay, wow,
no.
That hurts.
Welcome back.
I miss Mark Grandy.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for
having my back yesterday. Sports bugged, whatever.
Okay, good.
If I were the Warriors, you have it, Grandy? If I were the Warriors, I wouldn't do this anymore.
That's why we won the championship a couple years ago, is because of Andrew's two-way play. We obviously need him to be that, to go where we want to go. And he's so vital to what we do. Without him, we cannot reach our full potential. So we all love Wiggs. We know what he's capable of. And like you said, his defense is, when he's playing tenacious defense, it's going to fuel his ability to get to the rim, and just his confidence will improve as well.
Okay. I don't want to talk about Andrew Wiggins today. I want to talk about the way that the Warriors are talking to Andrew Wiggins. I wouldn't do that anymore. I give up. If Andrew Wiggins were a relationship, I would have ended it by now. I would have broken up with him. How many times are you going to ask somebody to do the same thing before you just go, no? Come on. Andrew has been in the league for a decade. He's almost 30 years old. How many times are you going to ask your fan base to sit here after a game and listen to you pet him on the back of the head when he plays well and speak to him through the microphones that are in front of you at a podium for a press conference? That's clearly what Clay's doing.
The answer is 1,419.
Steve does it on this show. Steph has done it.
Draymond's done it. They've all done it.
Aren't you all exhausted?
Yes, but what's the alternative? Because it's not like a relationship. You're on the hook for two more, maybe three more years after this one. So unless you trade him in the offseason, right now with 11 games to go, you need last night's Andrew, and you're going to need it here in an hour and 44 minutes when you take on Orlando. And if that, in your mind, is a way to get to Andrew, and I'm sure they've, for every one time they've gone on the air and talked about what they need from Andrew, you know they've done it 1,000 times behind closed doors, so I'm not bugged at all. I think it's enlightening to hear them actually tell the public what they're saying behind closed doors, which is, Andrew, that's the Andrew we need. And yes, it's exhausting. You're not wrong about that part of it, but
no.
As long as you have Andrew, you got to do everything you can to get that Wiggins out.
So why would you think that this would work now?
I mean, you got to try something.
You've already tried this.
Well, and it's worked for it a short stint. 2 years ago. Two years ago, we won the championship because of two-way Wiggs.
Right, right.
And since then, he's had off-court issues that cost him a half a year last year and cost him about five games this year.
Yeah, it feels like crying wolf to me. It feels like crying wolf. And as, in a way, as a fan, I think maybe you're offended by it. As a teammate, I would totally be offended by it. I would be offended by it by now.
If you were Wiggins?
No.
Or if you were one of the other teammates?
If I was one of the teammates who every time he played well, I felt the need to go to a press conference and speak for him and tell him that that's the guy we need and that's the attaboy. That's what we need from you every night. Are y'all under the impression if you're a Warrior teammate, you're going to get it? You're not. You might tonight. You might Friday. But you're not. Like, I, how can these guys still do this with a straight face? I felt exhausted for Clay. You went out there and you're busting your butt with your future Hall of Fame career, and you gotta go talk at your press conference. You gotta go after the game and do the, well, we love Andrew because Andrew played good tonight, and that's the guy we need. And attaboy, I'm going to text him later and say, hey, buddy, that was attaboy, good.
Yeah.
That was more of that. And then you go to bed and you think you're going to get that tomorrow? Maybe. Again, we've done 1,000 Andrew shows.
Yeah, too many.
And I've reached the same place every time. I accept Andrew. This is something that I think is a lesson that I've had to undergo, we all undergo, with whoever the people are in your life. But, like, you accept them or don't, right? Like, you can either push them out of your life, but if you're going to have them, then maybe accept them for who they are and the things they do. But I felt exhausted for Klay Thompson, as I will for Steve tomorrow. When we go, hey, Wiggins, 17 points and 8 boards, and you guys upset Orlando, that's the Andrew we need. Oh, my God.
And Steve will say the same thing that he says every week. You know, I like the way Andrew's been playing. He's been playing really hard, and, you know, he's been consistent the last couple of games. And when he plays well like that, you know, we're competitive. We can beat anyone in this league.
Ugh, I feel terrible for them.
I feel terrible for Wiggins. Because,
you do?
Well, I feel bad for the fact that this is necessary. It's like having a kid who puts on their own sunscreen for the first time and you realize that child is 15 years old. It's not a 2-year-old. It's not a 3-year-old who smeared sunscreen on their arms. Oh, good job, little Bobby. You did it. This is your 15-year-old kid that you have to baby like that. And that's what that soundbite sounded like to me. It sounded like a veteran saying to another veteran, this is how we like you to play when you have 17-7 and you play hard on defense. Good job, Andrew.
For the 8 millionth
Correct.
Time.
But it's necessary.
Is it? It doesn't work.
Well, what does work?
Nothing. So that's what I'm getting at. I almost, like, simultaneously, I'm exhausted for you Warriors, but also, I don't know, try something different. Try something different.
Like,
I don't know.
Have Draymond give him a stern talking to?
Would imagine that that's happened.
Right.
Would imagine that that's
happened.
Have
him come off the bench?
Look.
They've done that.
I'm not a psychiatrist. Yeah. I have no idea.
Make him love basketball more? I don't know what the answer is, but when I hear Clay speak that and speak it into existence, it makes me feel like that 18-second soundbite is the tip of the iceberg for what's going on behind the scenes. So I'm glad that we actually got to see the tip of the iceberg.
You'd think. I agree with you. You would think. I have no idea what happens behind closed doors. I don't know what those individual relationships are like. I just know that normally, this is what I do know, just because of my years in sports media. What I do know is that when it gets to the press conference, it means that you've likely become exhausted with what's happening behind the scenes. Let's go to Kyle Shanahan and Steve Wilks. That's why after the Minnesota game, I knew right away, oh my God, it's not working. Or Kyle thinks it's not working because Kyle Shanahan took it to a press conference. Steve knows he messed up. We're not doing a zero blitz with 13 seconds. What the hell are we doing? Can't do that anymore. And he knows. I'm like, oh my God, he said that into a microphone?
Tip of the iceberg.
Right?
Yeah.
So just think about the little quirky difference between Andrew looks good and you win a game, and someone goes, hey, Clay, how about Andrew tonight? Now, what's the stock response of a professional athlete when a teammate plays well? Oh, well, Andrew's one of the best players in the world. Like, yeah, I'm not surprised that we won by double digits tonight, and Andrew Wiggins is number one draft pick for a reason, and next question.
Yeah.
No Warrior does that. They never do it. Every time they go, yep, really good player. And, pause, take breath, that's the player we need. We tell him all the time. We really want him to be aggressive, and that's who we've been. We don't win the title 2 years ago without him.
You because forgot two-way wigs.
Oh, my God.
Every time we use two-way wigs.
So good on both ends of the floor. It's like,
you get a gold star. You turned your homework in on time. Go ahead and put that gold star next to the box, next to your name up on the kindergarten board.
We're in therapy. It's not a basketball game. We're in therapy. And it doesn't work. Whatever has been happening since the title run, and I'm fully open, it's not their fault. Like, I don't know. Andrew is clearly, both years, there's stuff going on behind the scenes for him. I've got all the compassion in the world. We'll never know. And whatever it is, it's something, because he's left twice. His brother ended his season in another country. I don't know what it is, and I don't care if we all think it should be bad enough to make you do that. None of that matters. It's something. It's on his brain, and these teammates are all trying the exact same sort of a method over and over and over again, and it does nothing.
Well, it did last night. And maybe he comes out tonight and goes 26-12 because
great.
He feels emboldened by Clay's attaboy, his public attaboy.
Or maybe that happens because he's Wiggins and he has the talent to do that.
You never know. And you know, Clay,
but as we all agree, he has the talent to do that a lot more often than he does.
Right. And the question as to why he doesn't do it is unanswerable. And so when Clay does what he did last night and he speaks to it, for me, it's good to hear because he's saying what we're all saying. And I just wonder behind closed doors how that message is being delivered from Steve Kerr, Steph, Draymond, Clay, and everybody, even Pods, because he saw Pods kind of go at him couple weeks ago on the court when he didn't pass the ball ahead to Pods and Andrew kind of lollygagged up and he missed the layup and he got fouled and Pods like, come on, man. And Wiggins, you know, kind of clapped back at him a little bit. So that showed me, tip of the iceberg, that there's probably a lot more behind the scenes that these guys are saying to Andrew.
I mean, there has to be. Think of some of the personalities that we're talking about.
Some competitive people.
Probably drives Brandon Pajemski up a wall. And Pods is a rookie.
Right.
He's a rookie who, you know, by all accounts, he will speak his mind to veterans more than maybe we would have realized or thought
right.
upon arrival. So I would imagine that he has. They're all teammates. They know how to be good teammates. They're going to have his back and all of that. But that's all left to the imagination. All I know is that when we hear that in the press conference, it means that whatever they're doing behind the scenes, they firmly believe it doesn't work.
Right.
And I firmly believe this doesn't either. And there may not be anything that
works. You just went right to where I was going to go as far as what I firmly believe. And that's why I also firmly believe in this offseason, you have to find a way to end this broken relationship, because whatever you've tried in public, in private, etc., you get time away, kid gloves, all of it. Nothing works.
It's a Warrior Wednesday. It's brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Your phone call is welcome. 888-957-9570. Freedman's Appliance, a trusted name since 1922. Visit freedmansappliance.com today. And we're sponsored by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. I have a prediction with regard to Draymond Green and Andrew Wiggins that I will share with you coming up next. This is Willard and Dibs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bay Area, it's Draymond Green, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors in... Well, I should say, I was going to say in an hour, but it's less than that, actually, as we start the coverage of it. Warriors Live is coming up in a half hour. Ball game here in about 90 minutes, right here on 95.7 The Game, streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. Head to twitch.tv/95.7TheGame, youtube.com/95.7TheGame. We love our audiences there. We interact with them all the time, during the breaks, during the show, everything. We appreciate you being there. It's all powered by First NorCal Credit Union, and you can now download the free Odyssey app by simply scanning the QR code in the bottom right corner of our Twitch and YouTube streams with your smartphone. It's right there. Open it up. Poof, it's there. Put your phone there, almost like a Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fancy, and it's quick.
Very fancy.
Yeah, it's like ordering a pizza at a brand new Union Square joint or something like that. You know those tables now?
That Yeah.
No menus, just a QR code sitting on the table.
My spot, the Canyon Club out there in Moraga, they got it. So no waiter or waitress necessary. It's just a zap, touch, and here's my beer.
There you go.
Thank you, Jeremy. And the beer.
I'm a beer. Yeah. Prediction. Someday, Draymond Green on the podcast will address Andrew Wiggins.
Will he keep it real with what happened? That
he will share his truth.
Well, will it be the truth? I would imagine he knows the truth.
Everybody thinks that what they're saying is the truth.
Well, I would imagine that Draymond knows the truth, not only about where Andrew was last year and this year in the absence, but also what goes on with Andrew Wiggins. So he will share his opinion, and I think that's a great prediction.
Yep.
And it probably won't, I'm sure it won't happen until Andrew Wiggins is no longer a Warriors.
He's long gone.
Because Draymond has been, for the most part, and you could say KD and Jordan Poole, but he's been a good teammate for the most part. He wants to win. He's made mistakes.
He's going to back his guys.
He's not going to blast Wiggins while he's still on the Warriors.
No, but how long did it take him to go after Jordan Poole when he left?
11 minutes, Mark.
Right, and that was after he punched him.
Correct.
You know? More on this in a second, but some breaking news to share with regard to tonight's Warriors game. Trayce Jackson-Davis is officially available tonight. So he is in. However, Jonathan Kuminga is not. Both of them were dealing with knee soreness. Kuminga out, TJD in for the Warriors tonight against the Orlando Magic and Paolo Banchero.
Yes, and more. They've got three 6'10" guys out there. So
tall.
Yeah, tall. And Banchero is a tough cover, and Orlando has been good. Orlando last played on Saturday, and that game was at home. So this is one of those spots that's a scheduled loss for the Golden State Warriors. Warriors second half of a back-to-back, third game of a five-game trip, and Orlando coming off of a 3 days of rest at home.
But they surprise you when they're on the road, don't they?
They do.
They surprise you.
They do. But this stacks up as a tough one for the Warriors.
What's the stat? And Grandy, I might have heard you on the air one of these nights talking about this.
Steal from Grandy.
Well, is it only one time in the history of the NBA that a team has had a better road record than home? Is that accurate? I want to make sure I'm not making a stat up.
I definitely did not say that
is
stat,
that you?
But maybe you heard it elsewhere. I can double check for you.
I don't listen to anything else, Grandy. But no, maybe it was, might have been Evan. I don't know. It was one of us. Somebody had that stat, and I think it's only happened one time in the history of the NBA that a team had a better road record than home, and the Warriors have, gosh, maybe have they even already clinched it? I think they've already clinched it, but it's going to happen one way or another. They're 19-15 on the road. They're 18-19 at home.
Right.
So they're going to have a better record on the road than at home.
The Sacramento Kings are actually close to being in that same group. They're 21-16 on the road, 21-14 at home.
Right.
So you might have a couple teams do it. I'd be surprised if no team's ever done that before.
I think it's only one, is what I heard, unless I heard it incorrectly.
Well, Washington right now has a better road record than they do home. 8-30 road, 6-28 home. So that's comparable,
right,
maybe it's among playoff teams, or because the Miami Heat right now have a better road record than they do at home.
Good point. Yes, they
so do. I'd be stunned if it had never happened before, and you have four teams who might do it this year.
I agree with you.
That would be shocking.
That would be quite quirky, wouldn't
yes.
it? Anyway,
and the Clippers are very almost identical home and road.
22-14, 22-13.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, half game.
And New Orleans actually is better on the road than they are at home.
However, some of these teams don't have a home.
True.
The Clippers do not have a home. We know that there's like the Chargers. People go, oh boy, at home. No.
They Pelicans don't. Better road than they are at home. 24-14, 20-14.
Gosh, yeah.
Maybe it's going to be the first year where 10 teams actually have a better road record than anyway, at home.
Yeah, so throw that one into the trash or not. Maybe there
Memphis,
was.
Memphis way better on the road than they are at home.
Maybe
this year.
It was a good team. Maybe it was
right,
a team
right.
with a winning record. I don't know what
Who
the stat
knows,
was.
But
anyway.
To your point, I'm stunned at how many teams have been better on the road this year than they have at home, just running through the standings.
Uncle Looney on our YouTube page says it was a playoff team.
Okay.
Only once was it a playoff team. Although
Thank
the
you,
Warriors
Uncle
are probably, sorry folks, probably not going to be a playoff team
wah,
this year.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. Play-in doesn't count. You're not a playoff team if you make the top 10. You got to make the top 8 to technically be in the playoffs.
And last night, Grandy and I were talking about this yesterday in your absence. Last night was a golden opportunity to beat Miami and pick up a game on the Lakers because they were playing Milwaukee, and then L.A. with an absolute
Did you watch the
double
end of that
OT
game?
Rescue job.
Good Lord.
Anthony Davis, and I know we're going to take more calls on the Wiggins conundrum, but Anthony Davis is a little Wiggins-esque in terms of why can't you always play like that?
Although I think the Davis frustration from Laker fans is much more about staying healthy
True.
Than about playing well. But you're right. Like, I remember that in the playoffs last year. It was like, oh, it's an odd-numbered game, so Davis is only going to score 12.
Right.
Uh-oh, it's an even-numbered game. AD is going to score 40. Yeah, there's a little topsy-turvy nature to that.
34-23 last night.
Dude, he was
and four blocks. I mean,
and
incredible.
They were key blocks.
Yeah.
Like two of them on back-to-back possessions coming down the stretch when Milwaukee was trying to win the game. Beautiful, beautiful defense by him.
52 minutes he played. 52 of a possible 58.
Gosh. I've never seen exhaustion like what those two teams look like. The second overtime started, and they were, I'm not joking now, the 3.5 minutes into the 5-minute period, no one had scored. No one.
Wow.
No one could hit an outside jumper until Austin Reeves finally hit a long, wide-open one that essentially put the game away for the Lakers. But, yeah, that watching that game, if you're rooting against the Lakers, you know what that was, Dibs? That was a frustration sensation.
Shot to the chin.
It definitely was, yeah. And the Bucks were up 19 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That was a warrior job last night.
And the Lakers' reward is a turnaround game at Memphis tonight. So that's one to watch for you bettors. Lakers given 4.5, second half of back-to-back where you had to play double overtime and travel from Wisconsin down to Tennessee.
And is there still no LeBron? There was no LeBron last night.
I don't think there's a LeBron.
Did all this last night with no LeBron.
Right. Right, he was there.
Yeah, he was there. Streets. He went to the game.
LeBron's a GTD
okay.
for tonight.
He yelled at the refs. Well, so be careful on that one, because LeBron might come in fresh.
Anthony Davis also game time.
So fresh and so clean.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. Anyway, yeah. Don't you think that Draymond Green someday...
Oh, no doubt.
...is going to talk about being a teammate of Andrew Wiggins? Because this is one of the head scratchers of the whole thing. You have who I believe in the entire NBA is probably the most boisterous teammate anyone could have. The loudest, right?
One of the most boisterous players in NBA history.
Right, the most bombastic, intense, and a champion, prideful, all of the things that would lead someone down the road of, dude, we're not taking this crap from Andrew Wiggins. We're not coasting. We're not doing this. I find it hard to believe that Draymond Green hasn't undressed Andrew Wiggins multiple times through the years in a hotel ballroom, a locker room, whatever.
On the bus, on the plane.
If you were that mad.
In a car, on a train.
Look how mad you eventually became at Jordan Poole. We gather that was because of an attitude, trash talk, and sort of wayward on-court behavior. Me stuff. Look how upset Draymond became. He got to the point where he so mad, he committed an unthinkable act. And then to this day, worked himself back around to it being Jordan Poole's fault. Not the hit itself, but the overall picture. All right, if that's how you feel about trash talk and anti-team play, how does a personality like that deal with somebody who is perceived, at least, to not try his best? And did you hear again what Klay Thompson said? We can't get to where we want to go if Andrew Wiggins doesn't play like that. And then when Andrew Wiggins doesn't play like that, I would think that these other veterans translate that to mean, dude, you're literally getting in the way of our own legacy. You're getting in the way of our legacy. I mean, I feel like Draymond Green's the type that would take offense to that.
I would imagine he takes offense constantly. But you realize what Klay said in that soundbite is absolutely true. You can't get to where you want to get unless Andrew Wiggins plays his best. So as a smart basketball player, and Draymond Green's one of the smarter players that I've ever witnessed, and a guy who knows a little bit about coaching, he's been playing basketball at the highest level for darn near 20 years, college and pro, you realize that you need this player to win. So how do you reach Andrew Wiggins? How do you get Andrew Wiggins to be the best version of himself? And you know, there are certain ways to go about it with every different player. You've coached, and you know, at the youth level, and every kid you coach, you have to coach them a little bit differently. Some are more sensitive. Some can take direct criticism. Others can't. And Andrew Wiggins is a guy who comes across as pretty soft. And so if you really want to get the best out of Andrew, how do you go about doing that? Do you speak to the media? Do you speak to him privately? It seems to me like Steve Kerr has taken the tack of, we're going to just continue to build you up and prop you up and heap love on you, even when you may not deserve it.
They've had his back so many times.
They've never not had his back.
You can, well, there is the thought that he might have felt like they didn't have his back when the vaccine thing came out.
Right.
That has been expressed. That, in fact, maybe that's why the next two scenarios with Andrew Wiggins, private off-the-court issues, have been handled the way that they have. Because the Warriors do sound like they're walking on eggshells when it comes to anything with Andrew Wiggins. There is one tone, there is one response, and that's it. We love Andrew, we've got Andrew's back, leave it alone, and we think he's an amazing player. And boy, do we love building up Andrew, who's an amazing player.
But at the time, though, with the vaccine, if he didn't get it, he wouldn't be able to play.
Right, but I think that Andrew was, at least according to some whispers I've heard, not thrilled that that became such a public discourse. Right? There was time still for Andrew to make a decision,
right,
figure out how he's going to handle it. And in the end, he did handle it in the way that put him on the court.
But, under pressure, and he's spoken to that
Well, and there you go. There you go. Who opened up that pressure?
Right.
Well, because somebody shared it with somebody, and it went public.
Yeah.
And that created a bunch of pressure on Andrew.
And Wiggins also was close with Jordan Poole, so when he sees how Jordan Poole gets dealt with, maybe that has spurred him into a feeling of, you know, maybe not being totally bought in to be a Golden State Warriors. I just look at how he plays and what that means for the team. Last night, plus 17, they win. Against Memphis, plus 22, they win. Against the Lakers, plus 7, they win. Against San Antonio, plus 9, they win. All the other games in between those, he's a minus and they lose. So it's not as easy to say when he plays well, they're going to win. But what Clay said is absolutely right. If they want to get to where they're going to go, he's got to play well.
For those of you who are wondering about our references to what Clay said and you haven't heard it, here it is after the Warriors win last night.
That's why we won the championship a couple years ago, is because of Andrew's two-way play. We obviously need him to be that, to go where we want to go. And he's so vital to what we do. Without him, we cannot reach our full potential. So we all love Wiggs. We know what he's capable of. And like you said, his defense is, when he's playing tenacious defense, it's going to fuel his ability to get to the rim, and just his confidence will improve as well.
I am so fascinated by this. Again, it may not sound like much, but in my mind, think about the tactical approach that's going on there by Clay that, by the way, we've heard a million times before,
right,
but we brush it off. Understand, that's not normal. That is not normal. You think if Brock Purdy had a rough outing and Christian McCaffrey got caught up there in the locker room with microphones, hey, Christian, what do you think? Or maybe a better example, Brock has a great night. Brock beats the Cowboys 42-10 on Sunday Night Football. You think you ever heard Christian McCaffrey go, now that's the Brock we need? Everyone knows we love Brock. We love him so much. And we need him to be that.
Brock's got to play like that to get us where we need to go.
If we're going to go somewhere, right, Brock's got to be that. It is such a tactical approach. You'd never hear that. No, when Brock had a great game, the 49ers were doing the opposite. They were pleading everybody else to think that he was good.
Right.
They're like, do you understand how awesome that guy is? He's incredible. And how many times did Fred Warner say, he's the reason why we are where we are? Not he's the reason if we get somewhere,
right,
we need him to be that if we're going to go anywhere. And they're like, no, we're here, we're good because of that guy. It sounds like the same thing. It's so different. I hear that and I'm like, Andrew, Clay's pleading with you.
Yeah.
Do you even know that? I got to think he knows that.
I mean, you would imagine that he knows that. He's been in the association long enough to understand. I'm looking at the 11 games, Mark, since he came back from his last absence. And when Andrew is a negative in the plus minus six times, they're 1-5 in those games. The one win was a 35-point win over Milwaukee. He was a minus five. Who cares? You won the game anyway. He played 13 minutes. In the other games that he's a positive, they are 4-1. So it's just as simple as when he plays well, when he's engaged and aggressive, they win more often than they lose. And it's not to say that he's the most important player, but he kind of is.
Well,
Steph is going to. Draymond's going to do what he does.
They feel like he doesn't know that, or else they wouldn't say that. Or they feel like it hasn't registered, because if it had registered the way other professional athletes are wired, these three champions and more, Looney's a champion, the way these guys are wired, cruising around the building, they're like, if I knew that I had the key to this entire team, I would be running through fire hoops every day. And they're like, Andrew does it sometimes.
Right.
He does it on Tuesdays. But then on Thursdays, he'll come out, and it's lollygag city. And so we got to tell him again. We got to tell him again. Everybody knows we love him, so we're going to qualify it first. We all love him. Everybody knows that being on both sides of the ball and playing with intensity, Steve Kerr said it to us the last time he spoke with us. I really want Andrew to be more aggressive. I want him to feel the need to be more aggressive. I'm just sitting here listening to this going, holy cow.
Right.
Y'all must be like just leaving this interview and sticking a fork in your ear. How many times you've had to say this and it still doesn't, it hadn't sunk in yet.
Well, I don't know if it is ever going to sink in because it strikes me that Andrew is a player that doesn't have that desire to win that the other guys do. Because if you did, you would look at the evidence of when you play well and you would see, whoa, when I play well, it leads to victory. Last year, Mark, he was a positive in the plus minus 21 times. What do you think their record was in those 21 games?
Last season. Oh, God. 21 times?
He only played 37 games in the regular year.
Right.
21 of those, he was a positive. What was their record in those 21 games?
I'm going to go 18-3.
17-4.
Yep, that was good.
You're damn good.
Damn, that was going to be my... I was going, I'm like, it's either 18 or 17.
And 4.
There you go.
And again, it's a little bit of a small sample, and I could go to the previous year, the championship year, and he played, I think, all 82 that year. And I would bet you that the winning percentage is around 700.
Yeah, there's a little chicken of the egg here. It's like when you win, there's more chance that you're going to be a positive plus minus.
Right.
But when it gets to a larger sample, you have a point.
And when you have, you know, when you play well and when you have a better plus minus and you are a key contributor to the team, you're more likely to win games. The year before, he was a plus 45 times of the 73. So, and that was the championship year.
There's some people who want to weigh in on this, and even though we're heading into Warriors Live, we'll keep taking your phone calls, so stay where you are, 888-957-9570. Also, Captain Clay Report is brought to you by City Cruises. Book your one-of-a-kind experience today at citycruises.com. Clay moved back into the starting lineup last night, mainly because Guru suggested that they should, and again, the power of 95.7 the game. So that happened in Miami, and he responded perfectly. Game high 28 points, 11 of 20 from the field, made 6 3-pointers, and was a team best, plus 25 in his 31 minutes in the Warriors' victory. Is he going to stay in the starting lineup? Time will tell. I don't think we've gotten a lineup for tonight's game as of yet, but we should be getting it very soon. I would imagine he will stay in.
Yes. Oh, captain, my captain. Keep pods on the bench and roll with Steph and Clay. And, you know, you're going to have TJD in, Kuminga out. Assuming TJD is ready to get through and make it happen. I just glanced at it, Mark. 45 times in the championship year, Andrew was a plus and the plus minus. What do you think their record was in 45 games?
40-5.
42-3, Mark.
Damn.
So maybe it is that simple. Andrew plays well, Warriors win. Will he play well tonight in Orlando? Stay tuned for that. Not to steal your tease.
No, let's add, I was actually just going to,
I mean, am I being too simplistic? And I know plus minus is, like you said,
you are,
chicken or egg.
You are, but you're not. Like you are. It's not just that.
Right.
It's not if Andrew Wiggins plays well, there's no way the Warriors can lose. But that's a very large statement that Clay just made. If that locker room feels like his two-way play is their lottery ticket, that's their key, then imagine how frustrating it is for all of them that on half the nights, they have no access to their key.
Right.
He's there, but it doesn't work.
Man, that Heidi key. Sometimes you forget where it is.
Doesn't open the door.
No.
You ever one of those that sticks?
The worst.
Right? And on some nights, just boop, door just opens.
The door to our garage in the winter, it swells.
There you go.
You can't lock the
thing. Temperature goes below 40 degrees. Doesn't work anymore.
Man.
Frustrating.
And that they've tried everything. And so now Clay, again, we're going to go to the public and make Andrew hear it and make everyone hear just how darn it, how swell it is. Gee willikers, when you go out there and you play well, Andrew. Keep it up, kid.
Yeah.
He won't.
I'm just exhausted.
It's maddening, yeah.
I'm exhausted for them.
I'm exhausted for all of us.
You know, Andrew Wiggins, listen, I've said it 100 times. I accept him for the talent and the flaws that he brings. I'm a fan of the guy, and he's actually had a solid string of games. Solid enough in recent weeks. It's been pretty good most of the time. It's clear to me, though, that the Warriors, players and coaches, continue to believe that he doesn't play as aggressively as they feel like he needs to play.
It's an exasperation sensation is what it is.
Very good.
Get one in, Grandy.
We're presented by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. Warriors Live is next with Willard and Dibs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.